verse-by-verse study through the New Testament book of Luke. When we left off last time, conversation that began back in verse 14. You may remember Jesus' hour of the devil. Meanwhile, another group of Pharisees testing him sought out that if his power came as a wild and baseless accusation that didn't even make any sense. Jesus as the Messiah, we talked about the idea of cognitive dissonance. Known. Harmony, the word dissonance is commonly used to describe a that produces a kind of true in our mind. We say that it resonates. In other words, but when a statement doesn't fit with what we're already thinking, or an event that we've witnessed, cognitive dissonance. When the Pharisees witnessed Jesus casting out this demon, you see, demons, which were miracles by any measure, they attributed it was the only way that it could make sense to them. It was who he said he was. But their hearts were hardened. Were made up, and their Pharisees who asked for a sign from heaven. They were not truly accept what is obviously true. The reality is they don't need any more evidence. As Jesus explained, the queen of Sheba had heard of Solomon. She went to visit Solomon. What she had heard, she believed. He allowed the truth to change her mind. And she had already seen. Nothing more would persuade her. And it's on the heels, which brings us to our 6. Verse 33. No one stand that those who come in may see the light. Now this verse is verse 16. There Jesus elaborated with these words, for known and come to hear. Of course, the light. He is the promised Messiah. Believe in him. Therefore, the salvation of all who repent is dark. But Jesus is the light that dispels. Then we ourselves, neither should we put it in a secret place or under a basket where it can't be seen, or those who happen to cross our path. Instead, the light of Christ should be placed on a lamp. I think we probably all know people who claim to believe in Jesus but never talk about Jesus. Gift of eternal life, but they just don't share it. By those who don't believe, others, I think, are probably afraid of being exposed as hypocrites. They live. Light. When the lamp of truth, for all drink from, suppress, or otherwise fail to walk in that light, is not only danger to everyone who has believed. We to him. Our path, they should be able to clearly see the light. They should be able to see the blessings that Jesus promised to them. When our lives are filled with the light of Jesus, we no longer take pride in our own beauty, the gifts that God has given us, and we take every opportunity to use them for his glory. No longer suffer unfailing love and praise him always, no matter the circumstances. We profess his truth, teaching the things that Jesus taught, we can become. In Matthew chapter 5, just as Jesus finished sharing the Beatitudes, he spoke to believers who of the world. Then, after repeating the instruction about putting a lamp on a man, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, gives proof God bring glory to our Father God. This is what that is our responsibility as believers who have seen the light. And a response. And while we are obliged, how other people respond to the light. I know that some of us shrink with them to share the gospel in it. And while Jesus himself is the light, to paraphrase the Apostle John, in him was life, in the darkness. Notice, they didn't fail to comprehend it because Jesus was a poor teacher. Verses 19 and 20. He said, this is the condemnation, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil, the Pharisees. They could pretend that God was not in them. They could see that Jesus offered. It put them at risk of being revealed as frauds and importance that they are dissonance. Rather than believe and be saved like Jesus, we can shine the light of truth in. You know, back in chapter 8, Jesus wanted his disciples to share their critics who are in shame. Because they had already rejected Jesus to believe their lying eyes. Even believe. Believers warn them of the consequences. And we can do this, condemning unbelievers. Our life choices can become a catalyst for and what happens after we die. And then we can simply ask the unbeliever. We could have to cite chapter and verse or thump our Bible in order to share the word of God through a basket. Verse 34. Your whole body is also full of darkness. At first blush, all this talk about, but there's more to the point that I assure you, much more. Here, the light that we are given is the eye. What we see, whatever light we are influenced by our own experience, by our own choices, and by the conclusion. The New King James states the eye contrast in terms of a good eye and a bad eye, but other translations speak of the or evil of God, the word of truth. Here, the eye is the lamp by which we receive and how we should obey. Prince of the light that comes through our eyes. Recall when Jesus then suggested that they were not promised and tried to throw Jesus off a cliff. Their image of the Messiah was that of a conquering king and not a suffering. It can be hard to overcome. And their prejudice against Jesus fueled their rejection of already dismissed. And they were afraid of what it would mean if they were wrong. A kind of cognitive distortion that conflicted with their they had assumed about Jesus. They rejected all the conflict resolved. So, rather than changing their beliefs, their eyes had become darkened and evil. Were no different from those who asked for another sign. As one writer explained, the problem was another sign, the great display of divine power that they had already witnessed. Your whole body is also full of light, but when your eye is bad or evil, there is clearly a pickled dimension to this metaphor. The contrast between that we have. If we wish to live with spiritual integrity, you see, if we truly want to be like Jesus, remember, the devil is first and foremost a deceiver. Masquerades as a truth in every lie, and looks can be deceiving, not gold. Of course, the key to discernment lies in the careful study, seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When banks teach their tellers how to spend tributes of the counterfeit is easy to see. That's why we're committed to verse-by-verse study. We can avoid the error of proof texting, where we import our own message, and by moving methodically through the Bible, verse-by-verse, chapter-by-parts, the text, and try to draw out the meaning that God intends for us without such a foundation. We tend to seek out what affirms sound. By doing it this way, we hope to learn how to discern truth from this fallen world, Jesus. If you were brought up in a Christian church, it's the process of instructing and informing people. Books recently commented on what he called a massive discipleship failure caused by a massive. You know, when I was just a boy, my local paper. When I was in high school, I was exposed in World Report. Beyond that, there were books. Recall the moment when CNN first came out. Gone were the days when the television would sign off after the late night shows with a picture of the flag. But the problem quickly became apparent. Between news and opinion and entertainment inevitably begins to information increased echoes that define our culture and tell us what to think. And we are left. Quite naturally, we tend to seek out what affirms us and overlook, say, what we already think. We begin to align ourselves with those whom we think are on our side. Why our world became so divided? Many people appearing in the background, influencing their lives, even when they're not really paying attention. The problem is, all day long, every single day, hour after hour after hour, it begins to shape our thinking. Many platforms analyze the things that we look at, and then they employ algorithms. But if God wants to change your heart and transform your life, for our attention, services become more about entertainment than teaching. And even in churches that are committed to biblical, very few people attend adult education classes, and even we're getting one kind of catechist for half an hour a week, and another for dozens of hours. Some people say you are what you eat, right? We've all heard that. But Jesus is saying you are what is your eye taking in. Our mom, show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. If you show me how you spend your time, I'll show you what's important to you. Is the watchword of Christian peacemakers. It was a formula for a Christian relationship that was unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all, the point is we must first decide what is the critical or essential truth within the church on these essential things. This then clarifies liberty. Of Christ before his crucifixion, we must strive to teach up, treat others with John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, one another. Seems pretty clear that as Christians, by having the right opinion about all the things that are not essential to our faith, not be used to drive out demons. He pointed out that a house divided will not stand. Doing it for thousands of years. We need to act. And it begins with the study of God's Word. That which is in you is not darkness. You know, unbelievers sometimes talk about false. Can discern what is right by consulting their own sinful heart. Paul describes such people in Romans 10, verse 2, saying, I bear them witness that they have. And Jesus is warning us that a lack of discernment can lead us to something that seems. These Pharisees had a high opinion of them, but when Jesus challenged their truth, they experienced a kind of cognitive did the Messiah who had come to save them. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, gives you light. These days we live in a world of cultural tangible truth. The common phrase that we hear so often these days is, it's all. Jesus disagrees. And the path to redemption through faith in him, these things are non-negotiable. And we ignore them at our peril. Spiritually blind. And we can't hope to represent the love of Jesus by wagging and one another. To set ourselves apart from the world. As the great evangelist Dwight Moody puts, we won't need to tell anybody it does. Attention to their shining, they just shine. So then if our body is full of light, having no part dark, then the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shine of Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. So let's resolve to follow Jesus. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the convicting to reflect upon it deeply and let it transform what we believe and how we behave of your word. Give us a burning desire to seek you out in prayer in the quiet place of the nation, to seek the guidance of your Holy Spirit so that we may discern the lives of those Jesus around us. We pray all these things.